The Gemara in Daf Yedam Beis says a side. It says a cloud that Rav v'Karav halachah Rav. If you have a clash between the din of Rav and the din of Karav, you follow the Rav. So Lamashal, you have a shaivach of birds, and you find some birds over there. You're not sure, did it come from the shaivach next door, which is close by, which is Karav? Did it come me'alma? Did it come from the whole world, from some random bird, some random birds which are Rav, which is the majority of the world? So which one do you follow? So the Gemara says Rav v'Karav halachah Rav. The din of Rav beats out the din of Karav. And the question is why? Why is that pashut that the Gemara, the Rav, is better than Karav? The Gemara in Babasa, in Daf Chof Gimel, says that both are Daraisa. Ruva is Daraisa, Kurva is Daraisa. Rav we learn from Achar Abba Mahatais, Kurva we learn from Egla Arufa, that you go to the Ir HaKreva Ela Chalal. So if these are both Birurim, the work midaraisa, why is it pashut to the Gemara, or what's the Svara that Rav should beat out Karav? So Rav Chanan in Babasa says a very sadistic Hezber, his Masber like this. This is in Isai and Ches in Babasa, in Daf Chof Gimel. So he says it's a duo. When it comes to Rav, there's a big chakir that Achanim have, how to understand how Rav works. Is it a bir or is it a hanhaga? A bir would mean that the din of Rav, the Torah says, when you have a suffix and you have a Rav, you could assume that the Rav is mevar the emes. Rav tells you what really happened. You have a right to assume whatever the Rav is, that's what really happened. So, lamashal, you have a piece of meat. You're not sure that it come from the Rav stores that are kosher, or the one store which is treif. So Rav tells you, we could assume that it came from the Rav, and that is the emes. It's pashut to suffix that it came from the stores that are kosher. That's what it means, that it's a bir. Or do we say it's a hanhaga? Hanhaga means that really the Torah is not claiming that Rav will be machriya, that it came from this store more than that store. There's really no way to know. But the Torah says, when you have a suffix, we need tools, we need to know how to act b'makom suffix. So the Torah says, when you have a suffix and you don't know what happened, so you could choose the Rav. If Rav stores are kosher, the Torah is going to be mechadish that it's kosher, it's exas akasav, you should be nag that it's kosher, but the Torah is not claiming that that's actually what happened, that's really what it came from. It's a hanhaga, it's a way to be nag as if it came from those stores, but we don't actually know that that's what happened. There's no bira over here. And the same chakira could be Claire Lagabi Karv as well. When the Torah says you follow Karv, you're not sure where it came from, when we assume it came from the thing which is close by, is that a beer? Is the Torah saying it's mistaber? It's likely that it came from what's more Karv, and you could assume that's where it came from? Or is that a hanhaga? The Torah says you have a suffix, you don't know what to do. If one thing is closer than another, be naig. It's exactly the cost of the right to be naig that it came from the Karv, but there's no actual beer going on. So says Rav Chanan, That could be the Hezbrand, this din of Rav v'Karav halachah Rav. It could be that when it comes to Rav, the Gemara understands, at least according to Chanina, is a bir. Rav is being mevar the suffix that came from the Rav, but Karav is not a bir, it's an haga. Karav is exas akasav, that this is how you're knowing. Makam suffix, you follow what's Karav. So Zakta Vachana, when you have a clash between a bira and a hanhaga, the bira is always going to beat out, because a hanhaga only happens the makam where there's a suffix. When I'm a suffix, I don't know what to do, so then you're naig to go with the Karav. But when you have a Rav there, the Rav is mevar the suffix. The Rav says there is no suffix here at all. So if you have a Rav, the Rav just said there's no suffix. We know the Torah is mevar that it came from the Rav. Once the suffix was in the Svar through the Rav, there's no makam for anhaga, because anhaga only kicks in when there's a suffix and I'm a suffix. But once the Rav is there, there is no suffix. So if there's no suffix, then it's pashya going to go bust the Rav. So it's not the pshat that the Rav is stronger or better than the Karav. But the pshat is that, being that they're working on two different planes, Rav is a mevar and Karav is anhaga. So with makam, we have a Rav that was mevar the suffix, there's no longer any makam for anhaga at all, and that's why it's pashat the pchanina, the Rav v'Karav halach achar haRav.